All right, thank you very much. And hello again, dear radio friends. How are you? Or I should say, how in the world are you? If I miss that standard greeting, someone is certain to write to me and say, what in the world is the matter with you? Are you sick or something? Well, I didn't forget it. I trust everything's going well at your house. If you've struck a day when things aren't going as well as they should, a rough day, look up and trust your blessed Lord Jesus. He will bring you through, not somehow, but triumphantly. Thanks be unto God, which always, I'm glad for that word in there, always, not just sometimes, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest by us the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. You're God's perfume under pressure. If you're under pressure today, remember, you're God's perfume. He's making the fragrance of his knowledge. See, a person who really knows the Lord, when that person is under pressure, there's a fragrance, there's a beauty, there's a blessedness that shows up that cannot be faked. It cannot be imitated or counterfeited. God in your life makes the difference, beloved. He'll show himself to be real when you are under pressure as you trust him. Well, somebody needed that, and now you got it. God bless you. We're having a few random thoughts, as I call them, wrap-up thoughts from Colossians. We've studied this book for a while, verse by verse, and now, before I leave it, like saying goodbye to an old friend or a loved one, you hate to say a quick goodbye, and you sort of linger out the door. Did you hear of that young couple that went to the airport? And as the different planes were being called, they would go and stand by the various gates and where people were saying goodbye and having a goodbye kiss. This young couple would also be kissing and hugging and saying goodbye, and then they would go to the next gate and do the same thing. It's a good idea, isn't it? Well, we do linger out the door. And the reason for it is that we hate just to rush away from somebody that is dear to us. You can understand that. Well, the same thing is true of this wonderful book of Colossians. We've lived in it for a while, and I hate to leave it, so I'm giving a few random wrap-up thoughts. Is that all right with you? Well, I hope so, because I'm going to do it anyway. Well, we talked about the fact that you can know God's will. You find out his will from the Word of God, from detailed praying, from the cast of circumstances, from counseling with other godly people, and from taking the step of faith to do what you know you ought to do this minute. You can know God's will. You can bloom and bear fruit where you're planted, where you are and what you are and who you are and the circumstances in which you are all part of God's provision for you, and you can be fruitful in every good work. Increasing in the knowledge of God. That is to say, you can grow spiritually right where you are. I had a preacher friend years ago when I was in the pastorate. He had a church maybe 6 miles from where I lived. And we became very close friends. We would pray together. We had some all-night prayer meetings together. And once when I was under very great pressure, he came and prayed with me, and God wonderfully answered. So we were very close together. One day he confided in me. He said, you know, I'm not as holy as I ought to be. And he said, the reason that I'm not is that household duties and tasks and other things crowd in, and I just don't get to spend the time with God I ought to. Well, I said, Tom, that's too bad. We ought to ask God to give you that opportunity. Well, sure enough, a while later, his wife decided that she would go back and visit her folk in New Jersey. And so she took the two little children, who were preschoolers, with her and went back for a visit that lasted, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks. It lasted a while anyway. So the days went by and went by, and the second week was well in on the way when I happened to call my good preacher friend on a matter, and we were talking, and I said, well, I said, you've been all by yourself now for nearly 2 weeks. Yes, he said, I have. Well, I asked him, are you any more holy now than you were? You've had plenty of time to pray, haven't you? And he said, he thought a moment, he says, "No, Bob," he said, "I'm not." He said, "I've just been just as busy with other things." He said, "The problem is not with my house or my family. The problem is with me." Well, that was a good discovery to make, wasn't it? You can be as godly as you want to be in your present circumstances. God doesn't have to move your family away or change your job situation or even move you from where you are to 1,000 miles away in order to make you holy. He said you can be increasing in the knowledge of God right where you are, bloom where you're planted, bear fruit where you are, and in the process, you'll get to know your blessed Heavenly Father a lot better. Good thought, isn't it? Well, that was what we said what we said. You can be fruitful where you are, and you can grow at the same time. Now we come to verse 11 in Colossians 1. Random wrap-up thoughts this is in the book of Colossians, okay? You can know the inexhaustible power of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Let me read that for you from my Greek New Testament. I'll just transliterate it the way it appears. In all power, and that's our word dynamite, dunami. Strengthened with that same kind of dynamite. They use the noun and put it into a verb. It's a long one. Dunamumenoi. So, in all of God's wonderful dynamite, have it poured into you according to the bulldozer power. Kratos is force and strength that moves mountains, bulldozer power of his glory that belongs to him, unto all patience, which is a word that means stay down, don't blow up or give up, and large heartedness with thanksgiving and joy. How about that? You can know the inexhaustible power of Almighty God. You can know that. You can have God's power in your life. The concept of power is native in certain nationalities. On my first visit to Germany, I remember being in prayer meetings with the German brethren and how often they would use the German word for power in their praying, "Lord, give us power." Well, I think all of us, be we Germans or Italians or Swedes or Norwegians or whoever we may be in our ethnic background, all of us need to know that the power of God is yours for the taking by faith. All of your dealings with God are by faith. Isn't that true? He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith it is impossible to please God, says the writer to the Hebrews. Very well, if you agree with me that all your dealings with God are by faith, then this matter of divine power in your life is also by faith. And you don't have to plead with God to give you his power. You already have it as part of your birthright in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus said, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me." Now, the Spirit of God was given to the baby church there on Pentecost, and the presence of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life is the index of divine power in that believer's service. With great power, with great boldness, the apostles gave witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Power of God. Now, that's what I'm trying to establish here in this little review section about God's power. You receive God's power in your life by faith, not by trying, but by receiving through the Lord Jesus Christ by faith what you need. Christ is made unto us, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1, Christ is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Wisdom is knowing what to do with what you know. Righteousness is the quality of being spontaneously good. Sanctification is the quality of being holy without being sanctimonious. Redemption is the quality of wrapping up all of the business of life and making it a continuing miracle that glorifies God. And Jesus, our blessed Lord, does all of that for you by faith when you receive what he has for you as a believer. OK? Can you get hold of that concept? Now come with that concept to Colossians 1:11, strengthened with all might. Take the dynamite of God. This word dunamis is related to our word dynamite or dynamics. You know that. So take the dynamite power of God. Let that be poured into your life. And the index of how much of that you can have, it says according to, is how much sheer power does God have according to His glorious Kratos power, sheer, brute, bulldozer strength. What is the index of how much you can have? How much does God have? See, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Same word. God can go beyond anything you could imagine. Yes, He can. Oh, hallelujah for a truth like that. You can have the power of God in your life. You do receive it by faith, and the index of how much you can have is how much does God have. There isn't any limit. And like the aviator who is flying an aircraft and he inquires about the weather and the report comes back, ceiling and visibility unlimited, CAVU. Ceiling and visibility unlimited, go as high as you wish, go as far as you wish, everything is A-okay. That's when you deal with God, beloved. Have you realized that you're dealing with Almighty God? The fellows that followed our Lord Jesus Christ, the apostles, were so amazed when they saw what He did concerning one fig tree. He looked at them in mild amazement and He said, "Have faith in God." Men, you're not dealing with your own ideas, you're dealing with Almighty God. For if you'll say to this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea," and shall not doubt in his heart, and so on, it will happen unto you. And He said, "What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Mark 11 is the passage. Our Lord Jesus taught this same process. When you ask God for something, receive it by faith and trust Him for the answer, and you will be rewarded with a display of God's power in your life. Hallelujah. That's great, isn't it? Oh, I love God's word, don't you? You can be strong today in the situation where you are. You don't have to run away from it. You can be strong. Now we get back to that the next time we get together. Dear Father, today may we be experiencing gloriously Thy power in our lives. Through Jesus, I pray. Amen. Till I meet you once again by way of radio, walk with the King today and be a blessing.
You've just heard Walk with the King, the ministry of Dr. Robert A. Cook. This program is listener supported. For more information or to find out how you can help continue this ministry, write to us at Walk with the King, P.O. Box 43, Trumbull, Connecticut, 06611. Or visit us on the web at walkwiththeking.org. Thank you for your support of this ministry. This has been broadcast number 6302. Thank you for listening to Walk with the King.